Proclamation number 5656 of 20th of April, 1953. Knowledge of plan of salvation from eternity. My eternal plan of salvation would explain many things to you humans and let you recognize my greater than great love and mercy, but also my wisdom. Yet until love is kindled in you in order to give life to the spiritual spark within you, everything will remain incomprehensible to you, and you will not accept the pure knowledge of it either, because it is incomprehensible to you as long as your spirit is not enlightened through love and a living faith. For this reason, only a few will ever be initiated into my plan of eternity. But these will also be able to convincingly represent everything they know and thus be suitable servants for me on earth, who can make my will known to people and draw their attention to the purpose and aim of their earthly existence, who can therefore work for me and my kingdom, as it is my will. In order to know the complete truth, in order to be able to spread it, the human being must also call this knowledge of my eternal plan of salvation his own, and he can only possess it himself when he has received it through my spirit. And thus you must always differentiate between knowledge given to the human being from outside and knowledge received from within. Then it will also be understandable to you that the former is doubted, whereas the knowledge received through the spirit is convincingly supported. For the intellect gladly rejects what the heart accepts without doubt. But my plan of salvation is all-encompassing. For this reason it cannot be explained intellectually, but requires great spiritual knowledge in order to understand me and my plan of eternity. And this great spiritual knowledge is the result of profound love and living faith. And therefore the gospel of love must always be proclaimed to people first. They must be stimulated into loving activity, into unselfish activity for their fellow human beings, so that only then will their faith awaken to life, and love and faith compel the spirit within them to express itself. Then everything will become understandable to people. Even the seemingly impossible will be believable to them, and then he will gain knowledge about knowledge, and light will come into him. If people knew everything, they would also live their earthly life consciously. Yet knowledge also requires the fulfillment of conditions, because ignorance is a result of sin, of the past apostasy from me. And thus the distance from me first has to be reduced through love and faith in order to change the state of ignorance into a state of brightest light, thus fullest knowledge. But the light can only come from within. The spirit has to illuminate the human being from within. Only then will everything be understandable to him. Only then will he grasp my eternal plan of salvation. And only then will he stand up for me and my teaching with conviction and eagerness, for then he will know the truth. He will have been taught by me myself through my spirit, and will now be an efficient servant in my vineyard whose work will also be successful. Amen.